Welcome back to Risky Business, episode 6. Break it down for us.
We've got college football week 4 and NFL week 3. A lot better matchups this week on the college slate. Some ranked v ranked matchups that we break down. D's actually got to play for 2 of them. So listen in there if you want to watch the big games. And we'll also discuss the NFL. Another good slate as usual. The NFL is getting interesting. So please tune in. And we are recording this on September 18th, 2024. And please remember to always gamble responsibly. All right, let's go over our records from last week. I had a modest 3-3, while D had his best week of the year at 4-2. A very solid showing.
Still had a bad beat too, so we're in the right direction.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I'm 10-6. He's 8-9. The records are looking pretty nice. Not gonna lie, it's been good. The reads are good. You want to get to that bad beat?
I might as well. Besides the Tigers defense. By the way, Tigers are in a playoff chase. Make sure you're watching them. The bad beat was Bears-Texans. I mean, Texans are by far the better team. They dominated both. Actually, they kind of allowed a few sacks, but they did what they wanted on defense and should have scored way more points, but the running back fumbled at the 1, which is like the 4th fumble at the 1 this year. Ridiculous. And then they gave up a late field goal because they like to rough the passer. So the line was 6.5, and they won by 6. Shout out to the Texans for being so annoying.
The Texans physically assaulted. They committed assault on Caleb Williams.
And he still led a drive to get a field goal.
Yeah, and they still couldn't cover. Very unlucky there. The Bears have hurt you 2 weeks in a row. They hurt us both last week, and they hurt you again this week, so... All my homies hate the Bears.
Yeah, what is it? They've covered twice?
Yes, when they shouldn't have. For me, my worst play of the week was Tulsa last week. It was a spot play. Thought Oklahoma State would be sleepy. They were not sleepy. Alan Bowman, the 30-year-old quarterback, somehow is good.
He threw for like
a billion yards and 4 touchdowns and was basically perfect, so that was cool. The thing I did get right, though, in college was Minnesota's defense. They held Nevada to 0 points, and the under hit in that game, so that was nice. Georgia was I was wildly off with Georgia, too. They looked awful. They looked awful. I don't think that Kentucky team's any good, either. I think that was more on Georgia than it was Kentucky.
Yeah, did you hear Kirby Smart after the game?
No.
He was like, yeah, man, these guys just don't listen when I tell them that it's going to be difficult, and they didn't actually listen to me kind of deal. Like, you got to be ready, got to prepare for it. So it's kind of funny. He can get away with it because he's actually a good coach. But when coaches start saying that and, like, blaming the players, that's when you start being like, But
that's like
Kirby Smart has
Brian Kelly vibes.
Yeah, exactly.
But they did not look good. Oregon woke up on you, though. That was unfortunate.
Yeah. It was kind of the same thing as Oklahoma State. Literally the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. Both of them, we kind of played off of the first 2 weeks, and we said, hey, until these teams show up, we're going to keep betting against them, and they showed up. Oregon State, I mean, they hung close in the first half, and then they just opened a can on them. But that's kind of what I figured would happen with Missouri. But thankfully, Missouri, Boston College was a super close game. Boston College only lost by 1 score. I was super happy about that read.
That was a good read.
They were ahead for a while, and then Missouri turned it on. Like, they were up 17-3, 17-0, something like that. Missouri turned it up. And that's what good teams do. They find a way to win. I wasn't all impressed with Missouri. Like, if you're the number 6 team in the country at home, this is the time to make a statement game against Boston College, and you flirted a little too much.
Right, for a while there, it almost looked like they were going to lose just straight up.
Mm-hmm. So, Boston, but that also showed me, like, Boston College is legit against MSU coming up. That's going to be a a fun game. Which, by the way, are we? What was that line?
That line is Boston College by 7. So feels about right.
Yeah, don't want to touch that. And then, Indiana. They might be legit. Their offense. I've never seen an Indiana offense move the ball like this. They dominated UCLA. It was not close.
Yeah, you were all over that. I mean, they put a shellacking on them.
Yeah, it was kind of like it's kind of like taking a risk. Should I play a team that's only shown us one game, and that was overseas in Hawaii? It could have been jet lag and all that, and it ended up working out where, yeah, UCLA is just bad, and or Indiana, that offense can travel. So Indiana might be able to. I haven't seen their schedule, but they might be able to win a game that they normally wouldn't.
I think Indiana plays Nebraska at some point.
Yeah, we were talking about
that's going to be like a battle of two teams that are doing better than most people thought and have done in the past, you know, our entire lives. So good for those programs. But yeah, Indiana kind of looks legit. To the NFL, the Jets shouldn't have covered, but they did cover for me, so that was nice. Gross game.
That was the Titans?
Yes. Will Levis did another meme play, so he's good for one of those a game. Your call on the Bucks was good.
You wrote here it was disrespectful, and it was. People overlooked it, and the Lions overlooked them. The Lions get all hyped because it's Matthew Stafford and the Rams, and they'll do whatever it takes to win. But when it comes to the Bucs, like, they simply forgot that they kicked them out of the playoffs as well and kind of trashed Baker after the game, saying he threw it to, you know, whatever. Like, they came in with a chip on their shoulder. That defense travels. No, the Lions didn't help themselves out with how they did some things, but that defense travels. Baker's a fine quarterback. They have legit receivers. And they showed it. Like, Chris Godwin had, what were his numbers? It had to be insane.
Yeah, he put up quite a few fantasy points. He was all over the place.
And not only did they cover, obviously, they won the game. But and then Bengals-Chiefs. I just knew Bengals were better than that first week, even with not having the receivers. They always play well in Arrowhead. I really I made the one seed bet, so I was really hoping they'd pull it off against Kansas City. But just dumb plays. I mean, you can complain about the refs, or you can yell at your player for literally not knowing how to play the football. I don't care that you're behind him. It was a high point. Just punch the ball. You don't have to tackle the receiver. Anyway, but the Bengals did cover, so that was the play. I didn't take a money line. And then we already talked about my Texans won. So.
Yeah, and then I had a double play on Monday Night Football. Half of the double play hit. The under hit, which was nice. But the Falcons, I was really impressed with the Falcons. I was down on them after week one after they got thrown around by the Steelers. But they traveled up to Philly and had a great showing. Ended up, they just hung around, and waited for the Eagles and Nick Sirianni to do something really stupid, which he's always good for, and they took advantage. So maybe the Falcons are back.
That's the funny part is low-key, so they play the Chiefs Sunday Night Football. Low-key. They could have one of the best divisions in football out of nowhere. Like, really, obviously the Panthers are bad, but they could. Yeah, like, Bucks and Saints look good.
I was talking at the on an earlier episode saying the NFC South might be the worst division in football. And here they are now with a really good Saints team and maybe a good Falcons team. We'll see on Sunday.
And a really good Bucks team. They just went on their own Detroit. It's not easy to win. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. Yeah, true. I forgot about the Bucks. Yeah. But anyway, so last week was pretty good for us. And let's move on to this week.
Some college plays.
Hit us with...
Shall I go to my darlings?
Yeah, you're Old Faithful.
All right. Well, the books clearly don't know what the armed forces are about. But Rice is traveling to Army. Rice cannot defend the run. Guess how many running yards they gave up against Houston. Houston. Remember how bad Houston got beat by UNLV?
Let's say 250.
237.
Wow.
You know what Army does?
They run the dang ball.
They run the football. RTDB. Yeah, Army's a train. Rice doesn't stand a chance. I'm taking Army minus six. To lay in six, minus 112. Also, Rice gave up 178 yards on the ground against Sam Houston.
Wow.
So, I don't know why they only play Houston teams, but... Oh, they also have to travel to Army. Isn't Rice in Texas? Or am I tweaking?
I think they are. It would make sense.
So, they have to travel to West Point. I mean, it's...
It's kind of across the country.
Hey. West Point could get wild. So, I'm taking Army minus six. Don't let me down, Black Knights. You smoked the last team you played.
You don't just walk into West Point and win.
No. Ask Navy. Actually, I don't know.
Their stadium pulse is crazy.
That was one of the other games. I didn't play it at all, but Navy-Memphis was interesting. Yeah. Like, they got Memphis laying a lot of points against Navy, and it's like, was Florida State that good that Memphis beat? Like, Navy's kind of fine.
Yeah. Speaking of Memphis, shout out Florida State 0-3 now.
Yeah, Norvell, get it going.
Yeah. So one of my plays for this week is a 3:30 game. We got Kent State, the Golden Flashes at Penn State.
They're the Golden Flashes?
I think so. Penn State is 49-point favorites. I'm going to take Penn State to cover in this game. Kent State played Tennessee last week and lost 71-0. Just got their doors absolutely blown off. Penn State already had their scare this year with Bowling Green. They are coming off a bye week for this game. They're going to be rested, refreshed, and focused for this game because James Franklin's probably been in their ear for 2 weeks, which I wish that upon no one. That's probably the worst thing ever.
Yeah, he's annoying.
James Franklin is also one of the most trolly coaches in college football, and if he has the ability to score points, he will score points.
Yeah, he won't kneel. Didn't he fake kneel?
Probably. I think I know what you're talking about. But he is an absolute troll and will run this score up if possible. Kent State proved they're a terrible team last week. I think Penn State will be able to have their way with them. And James Franklin, he has a good track record of covering large spreads. So... I don't love, obviously, how big the number is, but
who's their, I think it's a good Who's good the matchup. OC from Kansas that they got?
Because
they seem to have a legit offense.
It's some ridiculous name. I can't remember.
But he seems to be helping them a lot.
Yes.
Drew it's like Allard Filiano or something.
Yeah, he's looked more comfortable. So that, I think, is the play for me there.
Yeah, we got a couple of ranked matchups coming up. Let's break down UFC Michigan, I guess. It's 5.5. Has that moved? I think it's larger now. Maybe 6.5. Maybe it is.
I checked it today and it was 5.5.
USC at Michigan. I wouldn't touch it. New quarterback for Michigan. Michigan's defense is going to be better than they were against Texas. I'm interested to see if USC can stop the run and what Michigan's going to try to do on offense. So. I know Texas made it look easy to go into the Big House and win. It's not. USC's traveling a long ways. And Michigan's going to have a chip on their shoulder because they're laying 5.5 against a team not named Texas or Ohio State. Or USC's laying 5.5. I think this could be a closer game than people think.
Yeah. The total at this for this game set at 44. They're telling you it's going to be gross and ugly. Like, that's a lot closer to an Iowa total than anything. And that's due to the new quarterback. We've seen him throw a couple times, and it's not pretty. I hope they just line up in the triple option and just try and run the ball every single time. Sprinkle in a few throws to keep the defense honest, but 90% run. I'm kind of nervous for how that's going to look. But this line was minus 10 over the summer for Michigan. I know we penciled this game in as an auto win for Michigan when we were talking futures and things like that, but USC's looked a lot better than people had thought, and Michigan's looked a lot worse than we thought they were going to be. So, hence the line move. With a game that moves this much, not touching it with a 10-foot pole. Also need to know the status of Colston Loveland. That's an insanely big
Orji can't throw the ball anyway, so.
Yeah, true. But it's insanely big. He's the only player on Michigan's offense that scares a defensive coordinator. So
stop.
It's important to have him in there.
Dono and Mullins, stop it.
Yeah. So that's a stay away, but there's your cap on USC Michigan.
Let's do another 330 ranked matchup. Before the year, this looked like a really fun, awesome game, and then Cam Rising's like half dead, and then is playing, and then still half dead. Utah -2 on the road. I don't know. The way Oklahoma State woke up makes you think maybe Alan Bowman's got something. It's at home for Oklahoma State. The way I view it is both defenses are going to go at it. Oklahoma State's defense isn't that great, but I don't trust Utah's offense. And Utah's defense will travel on the road. I'm calling an uglier game. For once in the Big 12, they will be under 54 at -112. I am playing it. Are you going to play it?
I'm going to stay away from this game. This game's going to be really fun to watch. You've got, what was the stat you told me the other day about the ages of the quarterbacks?
Oh, yeah. Their combined age is like 49. And the Bears Colts game this weekend, their combined age is like 44.
That's absolutely insane. You've got two full-grown dads playing. Tigers just tied it up on the Royals.
Not Jake Rogers just had a swinging bunt. Take a peek at this. We're gonna walk you through the Rogers, and Rogers just got clotheslined. What is going on?
It looks like our softball league when we do a swinging bunt and the pitcher overthrows first base.
Watch this.
Oh, he didn't even swing. It was a check swing.
He stops his bat, and then he gets there and gets. That scores a run, eh? You know what that is? That's an RBI.
What a play out of Jake.
Where were we? Oh, the quarterback's age.
Yeah, the quarterbacks are both full-grown men. Almost their combined age is almost 50, which is wild. Also, your underplay, another thing to help you feel more confident about this, Cam Rising's injury is really weird. Don't really know what it is. Don't really know the severity of it. He's one hit away from being knocked out of that game, and if he goes out at any point, you can count on the scoring stopping from the Utah side of things.
Yep.
So
here's the hope. It's fragile, a slow start for both teams.
Yeah, fragile quarterback there. The next one, we're both on this game, I believe.
Yes, we are.
Saturday at 7 o'clock, prime time, you get a battle in the state of Florida. Miami's at USF. Miami's laying 16.5 points on the road. I love Miami in this spot. I love getting the number at 16.5 instead of 17. What really tips me off to taking Miami to cover is what the total is set at. This total is set at 65, and that's a ton of points. So it just makes me want to lean with the better team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually if you're taking the worst team to cover, you're also taking the under. Yeah. If you're taking the better team to cover, you're going to go with the higher, flashier, high-octane team, i.e. Miami here. So Cam Ward has looked really good. I believe he's the betting favorite for the Heisman right now.
I mean, as he should be, they're killing people. That's the other reason I'm taking him, is they're killing people.
Yeah, so you got a guy that's in the Heisman race. He's going to want to put up yards, touchdowns. You know, they're not going to let off the gas.
They already see the light at the end of the tunnel to win the ACC, bro.
Yeah, the ACC's terrible. They're the team.
It's them or Clemson. How much do you trust Cade Klubnik?
Yeah, so here where you get nervous with this bet is UCF is the team that gave Bama some struggles 2 weeks ago in Bama. But the talent gap is just crazy in this game. Miami's got way better players. And I just think 16.5 is kind of disrespectful.
Yeah, and oddly enough, Bama did cover, by the way. And oddly enough, USF just placed Bama close for no reason. They did the same thing last year.
Correct.
Bama made the playoff last year. So I don't – that game you saw against Bama, if you watched the first half, that's not real. Bama also had a lot of turnovers. So that's why it was close. South Florida's not good. And I think the train of the Hurricane is gonna roll, and we're both taking a minus one.
Also, it's an in-state rivalry. It's a road game, but it's not a road
game. Yeah, it's a home game for Miami. If they have any fans, it's got to be like the stadiums might just be the same stadium. Just kidding, but
they're just playing at Hard Rock Stadium. But yeah, so we're both on Miami to cover there. I really am confident in that one. What's the worst that can happen? So my next play here is a 7:30 start on Saturday night. You've got an absolute OG Big Ten West barn burner. Iowa is laying 2.5 points at Minnesota. This is kind of the same logic I'm using from the last bet I made, just in the reverse order. The total for this game is set at 35.
35?
If you remember, about 2 weeks ago, I did a very similar bet, Iowa State, Iowa. The total was right around there, and I just took the team that was getting points. So in this case, it's Minnesota. You're going to give me 2.5 points in a game that's going to be 20-15 is the implied score, 18-16 type thing. Give me the team with points. Also, they're home too, which helps. I love taking the home team there that's getting points in a super gross, low-scoring game. Do I think Minnesota's better than Iowa? Heck no, but I think they can keep it close and make it messy.
Do I give you the advocate to call you off?
See if you can convince me.
The kicker for Minnesota.
Now, watch, he'll randomly be really good in that game and not miss.
No, he'll miss. What, didn't you show me a clip of him missing another one?
He might have, yeah, he did miss one last week against Nevada. That's actually important. No, I'm not betting them because of a kicker.
All right,
no.
I tried. Hey, people, I tried. when we do our review next week, just tell them. Last game in college, Tennessee, Oklahoma. You want to touch that?
Yeah, it's a huge, it's probably the most anticipated game of the week.
Nah, Utah.
True. They're both good.
Where is game day, by the way?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up. Go ahead.
But anyway, Tennessee's at Oklahoma. Tennessee is 7-point favorites on the road at Oklahoma. Norman is a really tough place to play, but Tennessee has been an absolute... Are they in?
It's in
Norman. Game day is at Oklahoma.
That would help them.
Yes. Tennessee has been an absolute wagon this year so far. I already mentioned they won 71-0 last week. They went and kicked the crap out of NC State. Their quarterback looks amazing. This is obviously their first real test. I don't think NC State's very good, but I don't know. You bet this game if you truly believe Tennessee is just that much of a wagon. Because I don't think Oklahoma's amazing either.
Oklahoma's not that good. Who did they let me down 2 weeks ago against?
Houston.
Yeah, they were supposed to cover against Houston. Barely. They should have lost.
Yeah, it would definitely be a Tennessee lean here. If that line ever gets to 6.5, I would jump all over that.
And it's a night game?
Yes.
It's at 7. Whew, I kind of really want to play it now. I'm not going to.
I've been debating playing Tennessee every single week, and I always, for some reason, don't play them. And then they cover by a million and look amazing.
Well, that's the other thing. Over-under is only at 57.
Really?
I would take the over.
I would smash the over in that game.
Are we both doing a knee-jerk bet?
I want to bet Tennessee, but I just... That's a freshman, a young quarterback going on the road to Norman.
Hostile.
I don't know.
It's game days there,
if too. You want to play that game, very rarely are like the marquee matchups good betting games, but I think you can bet that game and be pretty confident.
I'll think about it. We'll let you know by the end of the pod. Stay tuned. Last game in college football. My Wildcats and the Washington. Wildcats lost a tough game against Duke in double overtime. Washington lost a tough game against their arch rivals, Wazoo. Washington lost because they had 16 penalties for over 100 yards in penalties. Northwestern's got to travel across the country for a night game. Washington's going to be upset. Northwestern can't pass the ball. I'm going to take Washington, and I'll get burned on it, laying the 10.5 at minus 110.
I'm surprised you're going against your Wildcats.
Washington surprisingly impressed me this year, and the Wildcats, I don't know. Their offense, yeesh, it hurts to watch sometimes. So, in between the Oklahoma game and one other night game, and of course your Iowa game, we'll be flipping over to watch Washington ruin our evening.
Yeah, there's a lot of night games playing this week. There's not a lot going on at the noon slate for this week in college football. Besides the
Black Knights.
Besides Army. But yeah, that wraps it up for college this week. Overall, the slate, I like the slate. I'm pretty confident about it, but we will see.
Hey, we always like it. No bad beats, though, bro. We've narrowed them down.
You've hit your max that you can hit this year. Let's go to the NFL, though. Thursday night football, starting it off. We got Patriots at Jets, a little AFC East rivalry. Jets are laying 6, and I think that's too many points.
On the road on Thursday night? Yeah.
No, it's in New York. In New York.
True.
But still. Patriots have been, so just in general, the Patriots have been better than people expected them to be. And the Jets have been worse than people expected them to be. I think everyone would agree with that.
Yeah. Especially, yeah.
I, however, would not be touching this game if it was being played at Sunday at 1 o'clock. The only reason I'm playing this game is because it's a Thursday night football. Thursday night footballs are notoriously gross, low-scoring, sloppy football games where weird stuff happens.
And as we pointed out last week, to go along with you, it is hard to cover 5, 6, 7 points in the NFL.
That's another thing I was going to touch on. Through 2 weeks, the dogs are barking in the NFL. You've got teams at 5, 6 point underdogs winning outright and obviously covering left and right. So I don't trust the Jets. Also, another thing in this matchup, the Patriots have owned the Jets, absolutely owned the Jets our entire lifetime. Obviously, that's Belichick and Brady, but even since Brady, they've still given the Jets lots of issues. So,
why is that division so weird? Because it's the same thing with the Bills and the Dolphins. The Bills just own the Dolphins.
Right. Yeah. I really like this play. I think it was at 6.5 earlier today. It moved to 6, so I was kind of bummed about that, but still like it at 6. So that's my first play in the NFL this week.
Okay. I don't have a ton of NFL, which is why I keep considering Tennessee. I got Chargers going to the Steelers. I think the line is 2.
I think it dropped to 1.5.
I'm going to pull that up. But I'm high on the Jimmy train. Rightfully so. That team looks, I mean, okay, Scooble just threw strike 3 and we're not calling it this week against the 9-hitter for no reason. That's terrible.
I hate when you don't give the AL Cy Young winner.
I mean, that was the strike. Completely in the strike zone.
It was. That's an awful call.
Bro, 98 dotted. Anyway, listen. In 2 games, he has made the Chargers defense significantly better. The over-under, we were talking about Iowa-Minnesota being disgusting, bro. The over-under, 36 points.
In what game?
Steelers-Chargers.
Oh, my.
I would take the over, but Chargers got to travel across country to Pittsburgh. You know Pittsburgh's a madhouse. Steelers are laying 1.5. I'm going to take the Chargers money line at plus 100. I think the Steelers don't deserve to be 2-0, and I think the Chargers do. And I think the Chargers are going to be 3-0. I think Herbert's, a lot of times in these games, Scooble gets out and he's arguing with the ump. Where was it? Up? Down?
Yeah. No, it was right in the strike zone. He's just an idiot.
Yeah. I think you take, in these games, you take the better quarterback. I understand they have a good defense. Justin Herbert is by far better than Justin Fields. And J.K. Dobbins leads the league in rushing.
Yeah, former Buckeye and Wolverine teaming up. Who would have thought? The only thing is, I would check Herbert's health before bet, just to everyone out there. Check his health before this game. He got rolled up last game. They're saying he's fine, but just monitor that before you place any money on the Chargers type thing.
Yeah.
And
the yeah. You know who the Chargers play next week?
Who?
I'm pretty sure they host the Chiefs.
Ooh. Hopefully he gets healthy.
Hopefully they're not looking ahead.
Yeah. That's fine.
You can't look ahead in the NFL. You can in college.
That's true.
NFL, they look at the next week. So
yeah, every week is difficult. Sunday at 4 o'clock, we got probably the worst game of the week. Panthers at Raiders. Raiders are laying 5. I'm gonna take the Panthers to cover in this game, and the reason being is kind of a spot play. The Raiders just went to Baltimore and upset the Ravens in a super emotional, crazy good win. That's probably the best the Raiders will play all season. And they're coming off a high, and they're set up for an insane letdown. They're probably not taking the Panthers too seriously, which I don't blame them. But I don't see the Raiders coming in ultra-focused and ultra-sharp.
I mean, Gardner Minshew's locked, brother.
On the flip side, fun fact, who leads the NFL in passing yards?
Tell me it's not. Who leads them in passing yards?
Yep.
I'm going to assume Derek Carr.
It's not Derek Carr. It's Brock Purdy, and not far behind him is Gardner Minshew.
My boy Gardner. Just keep throwing to Devontae.
There's your random stat for the day. Anyway, so the Panthers, Raiders coming off a high. They're up for a letdown. The Panthers just got beaten to death by the Chargers physically, but they made a quarterback change, and that is what I am playing here. Riley Green bomb, 2-1 Tigers. Let's freaking go.
He finally didn't swing and miss on a fastball.
He didn't miss that one. The Panthers are making a quarterback change, and how often in the NFL do you see a quarterback change happen and the team is just sparked to life randomly, and they look like a completely different team?
Yeah. I mean, and I don't think the Raiders' defense is that good, so Andy Dalton's not going to be having to, like, decipher the world's toughest defense.
Correct. And that's, yeah, so they bench Bryce Young, former number one overall pick, has looked terrible, for Andy Dalton, a savvy veteran who, in his playing days, was a pretty solid quarterback. I think he's going to come in.
The Ginger Ninja.
The Ginger. I think he's going to come in and not light the world on fire, but I think he's definitely going to keep them within 5. You can look back at even the Packers last week. Love goes down, Willis comes in. He didn't provide a spark, but they played well, and he did fine. You look last year at Minnesota. Kirk Cousins goes down, Josh Dobbs comes in, wins like 3 or 4 games in a row and plays really well, gives them a spark when that was a dead team. So the move at quarterback here, combined with the Raiders coming off a high, and 5 points is a lot. I don't think these two teams are that different talent-wise. So give me the Panthers with
you,
the points.
You are playing some disgusting games.
That's the goal.
Can I just...
Value.
Can I just remind you of the viral video of Andy Dalton, please?
No, we're not going to think about that right now.
Okay. All right. He's going to play it. That's fine. By the way, since lunchtime when I was looking at this, the Packers line has moved from +3 to +2. Packers-Titans, 1 o'clock game. Sorry, we're going backwards. I'm taking the Packers money line now.
I thought you were going to take them to cover.
It's moved so much. I'm telling you, the Titans are horrible. LaFleur proved he's not completely a numbnuts. He can figure out how to get offenses going. The Titans offense is anemic. I actually picked up the Packers defense for fantasy football. Titans aren't scoring more than 10 points. Packers are going to win the football game. give me Malik Willis to get a revenge on his former team. Will Levis will create another meme for us. You're going to be happy because your pack attacker, 2-1, owning the AFC South because they're horrible.
Yeah, I'm surprised the Packers are underdogs here. I would have thought it would have been closer to like 1 point underdogs or a pick 'em.
So we went to Lambeau last week watching Colts Packers. Obviously, we have the inside scoop on all of the Packers now. But on the way back, you started reading lines to like prep for this week, and I like in my head, I always set the line in my own head or the game that I think is going to happen before you say it, and you're like, yeah, Titans are laying 3 against the Packers. There's been no evidence I've seen out of the Titans this week or this year that have showed they can hang. The other thing is, the Packers apparently force the most turnovers in the league, and Will Levis is primed to force some more turnovers.
That's why you added the defense in fantasy. Very cheeky. Another thing to this is, I don't know if you saw, but Love practiced in a non-padded practice today. If you smash this line right now, and for some reason Love is playing on Sunday because he healed fast, which is a possibility. Like, there's a chance he plays Sunday.
I wouldn't play him. I think you'd win without him, but yeah.
I personally hope they don't play him, but if they do play him, then you got a free bet, because if he plays, the Packers are going to cover by 2. They'll likely win straight up.
Yeah, that line will change, just kind of like Cam Rising did with Utah. But yeah, the Tennessee on the road, whatever. Josh Naylor just hit a ball to Mars for Cleveland, so now that game's tied. So yeah, Packers. Not much else to say. Colts play against the Bears. Don't touch it. I hate my Colts team. I think Gus Bradley needs to get shot out of a cannon. We're going to get beat by the Bears this week. So if you want to play it, take the Bears +1.
You're not on speaking terms with the Colts.
Screw it.
Understandably so.
Anthony Richardson's horrible.
Your receivers couldn't catch the ball. Anyway, we move on.
Yeah, you're right. Sunday, it's a factor of everything. All right.
Sunday at 4:25. You got the Lions at the Cardinals in suddenly a very, very, very interesting game. Both teams are 1-1. Lions have Super Bowl aspirations, but this is no easy game at Arizona. The Cardinals just walloped the Rams.
The team that the Lions barely beat.
Correct. And the Lions are coming off a game where they dominated the box score and should have won against the Bucks, but coaching and poor decisions and not running the football cost them. So, I think, so we were talking, right? You kind of, time is a flat circle. The Lions did the exact same thing last year in week 2. They hosted the Seahawks, and they got beat in an inexplicable way. 4-1 Tigers, let's go. They lost to the Seahawks in a game. It's very similar to the Bucks. Felt like you shouldn't have lost it, but you lose it, right? So they came back in week 3 last year and put a walloping on the Falcons 20-6. I think the Lions, this is a big bounce back spot for them. If you have Super Bowl aspirations, you go to Arizona and you beat them by 3 points.
Yeah, because that's a good Cardinal team. But I agree with you. I'm not going to play it. But I agree that's a very... And you wrote here, Hutch is a monster. He just broke the Lions. Did he not break the Lions record for sacks in a game with 5?
I think so.
I mean, that's insane. Shout out to you. Did you want to share with the people your bet? Well, we can talk about Jordan Love in passing yards.
Okay, so if you remember on our first or second, I think second episode, yeah, we gave some crazy bets for futures. I talked about Aiden Hutchinson for Defensive Player of the Year at +1,100 odds. He has now dropped to +500 odds, and he's the second in the betting favorite to win Defensive Rookie of the Year or Defensive Player of the Year.
Behind TJ, probably?
Behind TJ Watt, who's okay. A monster and looks really good this year, but if he gets hurt, Hutch is right there.
Hey, Jimmy's going to help you. TJ's going to do nothing this week.
Right. But he, I mean, most players don't even get 5 sacks all year.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good set. That's a good year for most players. To do that in one game is absurd. And the Lions still found a way to lose. Shout out Lions. So
they're gonna be sharp. They're gonna be
sharp. I think they're gonna come back to earth and they're gonna be very focused for this game. I think it's a business trip down to Arizona. I think it's not gonna be a cakewalk or anything, but I think they win by more than 3 points. I had this line at 2.5 earlier this morning. It moved to 3. I'm not happy about that, but I still am confident in the Lions just being a straight up better team than the Cardinals.
The people are with you, so love that play. Go Lions. Let's see. Sunday Night Football. Let's just talk about it. You watched. I didn't get to watch week one, the Falcons Steelers, but I just kind of took your word for everything. You said the Falcons are horrible. Their whole line's terrible. Kirk Cousins can't do this because he has no time, yada, yada. They went into Philly and won. I don't know what to think about Philly because Philly is, I think, has one of the worst numbnuts coaches I've ever seen. He's always in the head. He's arguing with fans. Like, he's so stupid. He had one magical run. I think the Eagles are going to crash and burn before they ever do anything with Nick Sirianni. That being said, I don't know what the Falcons are. The Chiefs, though, have to go into a tough environment with Atlanta. It's Sunday Night Football. The hype is there. And the Chiefs are coming off of two tough matchups. Like, will they be ready for a third one? I don't think either of us are playing it, but
it would be a lean to the Falcons
to cover. It's 3.5 right now.
That's a big line. That's a big spread for a home team. That's a big home dog. I think it's a good spot for the Falcons to catch the Chiefs after two very emotional, crazy wins over their AFC rivals.
I mean, it came down to the last play on both of them.
Correct. I think this is a letdown for the Chiefs. It would be a Falcon. The Falcons showed some toughness, some defense, some O-line. Like, Kirk Cousins didn't get knocked down too much at all against that good Eagles D-line. So, they looked a lot better. Maybe it was just new quarterback knocking off the rust week one. Maybe the Steelers are good. They're 2-0. Let's see what happens with the Chargers. But maybe it was more about the Steelers than it was the Falcons. We will see. But it would be a Falcons lean, but I'm not playing it. And then Monday Night Football, you've got a doubleheader actually this week. Two kind of gross games. Jags at Bills. Bills by 5. It's a must win for the Jags because they're 0-2, right?
Yes, they are. They looked horrible last week against the Browns, but week one they blew a 17-0 lead against the Dolphins. Yeah, the Bills have looked better than people thought. I would lean Bills to cover because it's only at 5, but I'm not going to touch it. And then the other game's the Commies at the Bengals.
Bengals in a must-win situation, have to win, but...
And isn't that line 7?
Something like that.
It's a lot in the NFL. I know I said 5, but 5's a lot different than 7. Yeah, I'm not going to play either the Monday night games or the Sunday night. It'll just be fun as a fan to enjoy these games because a lot of these teams are backs against the wall. Falcons, if you want to show you're legit and be right back in the hunt for your, division because you got to win this because the teams in your division are taking off.
Yeah, and like you said, it's a fun. You've got a lot of 0-2 teams. A lot of 0-2 teams that didn't think they would be 0-2 at this point. You've got Ravens 0-2. You've got Bengals 0-2. Rams 0-2. And I think that's it of the ones that you for sure would have thought they've gotten a win by now. So it's like a lot of teams in must-win situations. Because if you go 0-3 in the NFL, your odds to make the playoffs just tank significantly. Yeah. So should be a really fun week of football. Let's run through our plays. I'm taking Penn State to cover at -49. I'm taking Miami to cover at -16.5. I'm also taking Minnesota to cover at +2.5. Give me the Patriots to cover on Thursday Night Football at +6. Give me the Panthers to cover at +5. And also the Lions to cover at -3.
I am going to play Tennessee.
You've decided. Yeah, we got to revisit Tennessee here.
We're going to do it in Norman. Man. Lane 7. I'm taking Tennessee, lane 7, -115.
Hey, Rocky Top.
You'll always be. Let me write that in, pencil that in. I'm taking my sweet, sweet West Point boys, Army minus six against Rice, minus 112. Utah, Oklahoma State, I'm hoping for ugly, 54. I'm taking the under, minus 110. Same as you, I'm taking Miami to slaughter South Florida. And then Washington to lay 10.5 against Northwestern at home at night. So that's five? Is that five in college? One, two, three, four. Five. So we got a busy slate on Saturday for D.
Five in college and how many pro?
Two. I got Chargers money line plus 102, and let's change that Packers money line. I think it was plus two.
I think it was, or the odds, plus 100 or something.
I think it was plus 100 or plus 110. Either way, it's plus odds. I'll take the Packers now. I'm telling you, they're going to beat the Titans. They're terrible. The Titans are worse than the Colts, and the Packers dominated the Colts. Should have won by four scores. So,
yeah, sure hope they win. I've got six plays this week. You've got seven.
Yes.
Let's ride.
Let's do it.
Broncos Nation.
All right, remember, gamble responsibly. Put your own spin on these bets. Maybe parlay a couple that you feel really good about. Don't throw a big margin on it, but have a good week and go Tigers.